This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There was a text from a good friend of mine, a friend of yours, Austin. Our guy Joe Smeltzer, who said a little bit over an hour and a half ago, whether it's a good move or bad move, we would have never seen things like this before Omar Khan, and that is 1,000% true. If you're just joining us, Donnie Chedrick with you on 93.7 The Fan, in for Pomp and Joe. The Steelers and Dolphins have executed the most stunning trade in Pittsburgh Steelers history. The full details of said trade: the Steelers are receiving Jalen Ramsey and tight end Jonnu Smith, as well as a seventh round pick in 2027, in exchange for Minka Fitzpatrick and a 2027 pick in round five. Getting your reaction at 412-928-9370. Brian Batko will join us in just about 20 minutes' time. Mark Cabali, Steelers correspondent from the Pat McAfee Show, he put out there about 5 minutes ago on Twitter, quote, "What I have been told is the Steelers view Jonnu Smith as a tight end, a slot receiver, and a fullback, and they will use him in a very hybrid way in Arthur Smith's offense. And they see Jalen Ramsey as an outside corner, slot corner, and he can maybe take some snaps at safety." That first part there, Austin, especially when they include fullback in it, that does not make me feel warm and fuzzy inside if I'm Connor Hayward
at all. Not at all. But Jonnu Smith is a fullback. What?
I mean, you're also going to see fullbacks used, I feel, so rarely that I don't know. Like, they could say that, and then the dude could play one snap at fullback next season, and they'll use a way to justify it. I have also reached out to another Steelers tight end, the man that joined me on our latest episode of Breaking Bread, Pat Freiermuth.
Congratulations on all your success.
And his response: I'm pumped on the acquisition of Jonnu Smith. I mean, I think it gives them a lot of creativity to do a lot of different things in this offense. I think that, and now I'm going to say this, and it has no bearing on the guy's activities outside of football, solely on what he did on the football field, But this could be sort of an Aldi brand, a light version, if the Steelers want to try it, of what the Patriots did 10 to 15 years ago with Rob Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez when they ran the most effective two tight end set in the modern game. That could be what they try here because they can move around Jonnu Smith. They can really move around Freiermuth too if they want to. And you have Darnell Washington that could always be in there as an extra blocker because we know that is the part of the game where he excels the most. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. We have Kevin in the north side. What's going on, Kevin?
Tony Football, how you doing today, my man?
Good. What do you got for me?
Not so much on the football side because sort of old school on that. I think they moved to more of a touch football league, but I think it's a mistake going hard on defense because it's a more offensive-based league now. And I think we should have just tanked. And I think we will with Aaron Rodgers. I don't think he's going to make us that much better like a lot of people do. But I think there'll be an average, maybe a little above average.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean to cut you off there, Kevin, but there are a few other calls to get to there. I get the frustration there could be by going all in on defense because that just it's just another sign that this defense has to be good. And we have that fear, we have that PTSD of what they have done in recent playoff games. But the Jonnu Smith acquisition, I mean, you're at least coming in here and, you know, you're adding to your offense, you're adding a target. Is it a wide receiver, like an actual outside wide receiver? No, but you are adding somebody. Time is 12:15. It's time to make that call to Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. And what do you know? We do have Steelers correspondent Mark Cabali from the Pat McAfee Show on the line with us here for a few minutes. So, Mark, you were on with the morning show today from 9 until 10, and a half hour after that happened, this all goes down. Did you have any idea that this was on the way?
No, absolutely not. I don't think too many people would have anticipated this happening on June 30th here. I mean, we're not talking about a run-of-the-mill trade here. This is, I would probably label it as a blockbuster, right? You're looking at three big-time players in the NFL moving around here this late in the season, or at least late in the offseason. I don't think there's too many people anticipating this. And wow, you can go within a million different ways, man, of what this means and how it's going to work out here. But I do think if you look at the grand scheme of things here, they're probably better than they were right now than they were at 12:30. Not, maybe not by much, but I think they're better.
Did something happen with Minka Fitzpatrick? Like, was there a conversation that was had where he didn't care for how he was being utilized? I mean, that's what got him into like sour territory when he was first in Miami before he got traded here. So did something like that happen for them to say, you know what, we'll trade him?
No, I don't think so. I mean, everything, he was at every OTAs, every mini camp, work long, spoke, said, when he did talk, he said everything right. I didn't feel any, you know, anger or ill will towards the team whatsoever where he would go up and to be able to ask for a trade. I think the Steelers wanted to add to their defensive back cornerback room, and they targeted a guy like Jalen Ramsey, who's, you know, still a pretty significant player in the NFL. And maybe what that took was Minka and the Jonnu Smith. If you're going to get Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey, you're going to have to give us Minka Fitzpatrick, especially with the salary involved too, Donnie. I mean, both of them are making significant money. So I think it was a lot that they probably felt that Minka's time here was limited, is which I say is maybe they wouldn't have extended him past this year. Maybe they made that decision and they decided to move on in that way whatsoever, but I didn't see any ill will or anything. There were some issues last year. We do remember that, where there's a lot of stuff happening in the secondary, a lot of bickering, mm-hmm. and a lot of people pointing towards 39 as some of the problems. I don't think that has anything to do with that. I think they felt that in order to get a Jonnu Smith, who is probably a better receiver than anything that's still out there, free agent-wise or trading-wise, and to be able to get the level of cornerback that they have in Jalen Ramsey, that they were going to have to give up a significant piece of their team, and I think that's how it went down.
Now, how do you think they plan on utilizing Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, Joey Porter Jr. now in this thing? Because they get rid of Minka Fitzpatrick, Juan Thornhill for the time being would step in there. But can any of those corners, I guess more so Slay or Ramsey, can either of those guys bump back and play safety?
Yeah, they do believe that they look at Jalen Ramsey as a potential slot guy, but maybe not every single snap. It's basically going to be, you know, 3 for 2, you know. And they're not going to move on from Joey Porter or Darius Slay, but they're going to mix and match a lot of those guys. I know they view Jalen Ramsey as a guy who can potentially play some safety as well. Guy could play the slot, guy could play the outside as well. So he's not just a one-trick pony as well, but that's a place that you needed. I mean, we all pointed at that position. If there's one thing you were a little bit, furious about how it was going to work out, was defensive back. So be able to get a guy like Ramsey and he's going to play. I mean, there is no more 3-4 defenses anymore, Donnie, for the most part.
Right.
It's all specialties. And if you can give Beanie Bishop some time off or move him around a little bit, you can be able to do that. There's just a lot of options there as well. But they believe he can play multiple positions, and that's why they can bring him in. He's not going to just say, okay, he's replacing Darius Slay. That's just not good. Or Joey Porter. That's just not going to happen. But he's going to play. I mean, $26 million bucks or whatever he's getting paid, he's playing. Play a lot.
Right. And with the move to acquire Jonnu Smith, now we had texted each other back and forth a few times when those first reports came out, a month or so ago, Mark. Schefter put out there how that there were rumors of the Steelers having interest in Jonnu Smith, and you kind of indicated it's probably just an agent play here from Smith's guy. I wouldn't put a whole lot of stock into it. It ends up finally happening. You know, the Dolphins weren't paying him. He finds a home here. He gets a raise now in Pittsburgh. How did that come to be from what you know? And then how do they plan on utilizing his talents?
Yeah, I mean, they weren't very interested in the Jonnu Smith, whatever, one-for-one trade. But if you had to be able to pull off the rest of this trade by doing that, then they were more than willing to revisit that. So that's how that came up. Plus, I mean, it was all about him getting paid as well, Jonnu Smith. And if Miami would have offered him anywhere near a raise like that, he'd probably still be in Miami. But it's going to be interesting how they use him. I was just recently told that they're going to use him in the multiple positions. He's just not a tight end. They don't view him as a tight end. They view him as tight end capable, a guy that can split out and be a receiver type route. And the one that shocked me was they can use him as fullback too. I'm not quite sure where that is going to come in at here, but that position was thrown out there as Jonnu Smith playing. I'm guessing it's some sort of hybrid fullback, H-back type of situations in specific scenarios as well, but they're not just going to use him as an end-of-the-line tight end, or it's not going to be like, oh my goodness, we got four tight ends now, what are we going to do? They think he's talented enough and has tape enough on him that he can play more of a receiver-like role. Now, the big thing is Arthur Smith now has to grab all these pieces and fit them into a puzzle that works, and he got a bunch of different pieces. I mean, just new ones with Jonnu Smith, Kenny Gainwell, Metcalf. I mean, the Warrens, Aaron Rodgers. You got to now somehow find a way for this all to mesh. I think the onus now is on the offensive coordinator to figure this out. It's up to him now because I think they got enough pieces.
Mark Cabali, Steelers correspondent from the Pat McAfee Show. Mark, we know you got to run, but we appreciate you hopping on here for a few minutes to break things down. Thank you.
All right, Donnie, take it easy.
There we go. So we do get Kaboom on here. I don't know if he's already hopped on the McAfee Show or not. Maybe he'll do that in a little bit. We're going to have Brian Batko join us in a few as well. But we'll keep taking more of your calls at 412-928-9370. You can also hit us on the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Let's go to Scott in Upper St. Clair. What's going on, Scott? Oh, we lost Scott. The moment I clicked on him, he left us.
Man.
Churio's in McKeesport. What's going on?
Churio, what's going on? How you doing?
Good, good. How you feel about it?
Pissed. I'm honestly pissed. Like, I would have, what Will said, I would have liked it if we could have at least held off with Pickens and traded him with Minka for Ramsey and Tyreek. Honestly, got rid of Minka. I feel like that was dumb. I feel like he's going to go off this year, but that's just my personal opinion. The Jonnu effect of it all, we'll see how it goes. I don't honestly believe anybody can ever truly really replicate what New England did with those two tight ends. Those were both two bona fide Hall of Famers, God rest that killer soul. But they were two bona fide Hall of Fame tight ends. So that's going to be hard to replicate. Watching Jonnu's highlight tapes right now, not bad, not bad. Would have preferred if we could have got another receiver, but we'll see what we can do. Ramsey coming in is going to be great. Maybe we can go get Justin Simmons to tighten this up because Juan Thornhill, love the guy. He's a thumper, but we already got a thumper in Deshaun. We need a cover takeaway guy on that back end because with Ramsey, Darius, Joey Porter, they're going to lock it down.
Thank you, Churio. I appreciate the call. I mean, Doran Dickerson put out there that he does not think the Steelers are done. I don't know what Doran knows. I don't know what that would mean on which side of the ball, at which position. But they have certainly made things very exciting these last couple of off seasons. They have done some very un-Steeler-like things. And it all seemed to start when they went after Russell Wilson and went after Justin Fields. Those are things we would not have seen in the past. Then they trade for DK Metcalf. They wait around and sign Aaron Rodgers. They make this trade here, which I will stand on and say is the most stunning in Steelers history. 412-928-9370. Dustin is on the fan. What's going on, Dustin?
Hey guys, just real quick, I'll ask you who won the trade, and then I'm going to get off of here. But yeah, in reality, who do you guys think won the trade? So I'll hang up and I'll listen.
I appreciate the call there. I mean, I think the Steelers did win out here. Just the way that they were using Minka Fitzpatrick last season, I did not care for it. I loved him in this defense his first couple of seasons here, but last year, the man was not a factor on the defense. And you add Jalen Ramsey, who is coming off a pretty good season. You add Jonnu Smith, who is coming off his best season. Now, I will admit that Jonnu Smith was more of a beneficiary of the Tua injury than really anybody else. He saw a career high in targets by a mile. He saw a career high in receptions by a mile. And in yards and touchdowns. Across the board, he had his best season, far and away. 88 grabs, 884 yards, 8 touchdowns. He was a Pro Bowl player in his 8th season, his only one with Miami. Now, he also has a tie-in to Arthur Smith that is worth noting. The first 4 years of his career, he did spend in Tennessee with Smith. So he never caught for more than 500 yards in that offense. And, you know, he did have 8 touchdowns back in 2020. but he has a relationship with Arthur Smith, and you hope that they can build on what they just had happen to him in Miami. The year he just had in Miami, you build from that, and you have another viable target on offense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. On that hotline is where we find our friend and yours. I believe Joe calls him the Batconian Mongoose.
Yes, the Mongoose.
He normally joins you guys on Tuesdays, but given the weight of today's news and the trade, Brian Batko, Steelers reporter from the Post-Gazette, joins us here on 93.7 The Fan. I don't know if either of you guys ever use the site Our Lads. It's like a good depth chart site.
Very good for college football.
They're already on it. They're already on it for the Steelers. They've already added in Jonnu Smith, Jalen Ramsey. They have taken away Minka Fitzpatrick. The guys are on it over at Our Lads. I think they're the best in the business when it comes to just pulling up a depth chart. Brian, your reaction this morning when you heard the news And as it went bit by bit by bit, the more crazy it got. So your reaction to the what we think is the most stunning trade in Steelers history.
Yeah, I think it's certainly up there, guys. You know, mainly because of Minkah Fitzpatrick going out the door in his late 20s when, you know, traditionally you're in your prime. But I think anybody, myself included, who's watched in the last couple seasons would maybe argue that he reached his prime earlier than others, and that maybe he was kind of on the backside already and didn't quite have the juice anymore. And I'm not just slagging the guy because he's gone now and it's easy to. I think I had been pretty critical of him before. However, I was also, you know, holding out some optimism that maybe he could recapture what we saw from him early in his Steelers tenure. So I'm not going to lie to you and say I wasn't floored by the Steelers trading someone who's been really a face of the defense. You know, the Jalen Ramsey thing, I would have not been shocked if you told me that was going to happen today. But I thought it would have been more of like, okay, let's add him into the mix as a chess piece and we'll see what happens on defense. I'm not sure what to make of the potential of him being an upgrade from Minkah. And then Jonnu Smith, you know, bringing in an old Arthur Smith friend, that's kind of that's almost become routine for the Steelers in what, 15 short months since he's been here on the job. So yeah, the Minkah part of it is the most astonishing to me. The Omar Khan franchise mode, dynasty mode, Madden video game GMing is less surprising, because I think since he got into that role, it's almost struck me as like, hey, Mike Tomlin tells you, who do we want to go out and get? And then Omar Khan's job is to do it in the most financially business savvy way possible. And if this all works, then it's going to look like the Tomlin Khan era is really hitting its stride.
We had Mark Cabali on last hour. He hopped on for a few minutes. He told us, Brian, that the Steelers didn't really have plans on re-signing Minkah Fitzpatrick after the season. They saw this as a good time to make the move. Is that kind of the gist that you got from all of this as well?
Yeah, and that kind of falls in line with, you know, some of the other staples of I guess the Omar era thus far here, is that it's like, hey, whether it's Deontay Johnson or George Pickens, and granted, I think those two are, they're not apples to apples, because the headaches and drama that they caused, you know, transcended a little bit of just pure football decision making. But they also were going into the last year of their deals. And I think there is a little bit of a reluctance to, you know, let's not lose this guy for potentially nothing. Let's try to get something for him while we can, and then still work the comp pick formula like they did this year with Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, James Daniels, Dan Moore. So, you know, those are sort of savvy moves again by Omar Khan that way. And if they were sort of soured on Minkah, and that's the big thing that, you know, I was just saying to Limits here before we popped on the air, is like, I don't know if there was a recent issue that became the tipping point with Minkah, because obviously he was there for OTAs when he didn't have to be. He was there for mini camp and, you know, was chatting with us and seemed as at peace with things as ever. Or if this was a slow burn of, yeah, the last couple of years, he hasn't looked like the same guy. He's been freelancing too much. He's been trying to make a play, and that's been an issue with the communication on the back end. So I truly don't know. Maybe it'll all come to light eventually. And yeah, it definitely wouldn't surprise me if they had already kind of decided we don't really want to be in a position next year where we have to look at extending Minkah and go through the old song and dance of trading him then, hold-ins, hold-outs, cutting him a year early. They make a major blockbuster move and get a player in return for him, obviously.
And given the price tag that comes along with Jalen Ramsey and the resume that comes along with Jalen Ramsey, the dude is going to be on the field quite a bit. In your ideal world, how do you think this all works out? Because now there is sort of an opening at safety. You have Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, Joey Porter Jr., and there's some speculation, and, you know, Cabali didn't really refute this either, that maybe they move Slay or Ramsey into that safety spot occasionally. How do you think this works out with the defensive backfield now?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, because, you know, when people were asking me about Jaire Alexander as a potential trade target and Jalen Ramsey or a signed target or Jalen Ramsey as a target. I said Ramsey made more sense because of the versatility, but that was through the prism of, okay, you've got Minka Fitzpatrick, Deshaun Elliott, and Juan Thornhill as your safeties. You've got Joey Porter Jr. and Darius Slay. That the plan was already to use them as your outside guys. Is Jalen Ramsey going to be a, you know, sub-package defender at that price tag? And with his resume, that might be a tough sell. But now with Minka gone, for all we know, once the Dolphins and Ramsey mutually agreed that he was going to seek greener pastures elsewhere, and they were cool with that, which that I think in and of itself has to, if you're a Steelers fan, make you a little bit skeptical of, geez, I mean, the Dolphins were ready to move on from this guy who, like you said at the beginning of the segment, I mean, had some pretty good numbers last season. And, you know, we know all the all pros to his name, and it wasn't long ago that they backed up the Brinks truck for him. So what the heck happened that they were like, okay, let's just let him go elsewhere. But I say all that to say, maybe Mike Tomlin and company did speak to his people and say, look, we're going to use you on every snap. We're going to make you that chess piece that you've always wanted to be. He was a star position at Florida State. So he was playing outside corner, inside corner, you know, dime linebacker type stuff. And then the last one that, again, I didn't think was going to be part of this conversation was, can he be a deep safety and replace Minka in that way? I would imagine someone like Jalen Ramsey, who was a top five pick, probably thinks he can do anything on the football field. And Mike Tomlin might be enamored with that as well. So I have to imagine Darius Slay still wants to be an outside guy. We know Joey Porter Jr. is his calling card. And maybe it'll be Jalen Ramsey is out there on every down and the other guys will kind of revolve around him in a sense.
50-minute mark on the Fan. We're a couple of minutes away from that. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Ryan Batko covers the Steelers for the Post-Gazette with us here on 93.7 The Fan. With the Jonnu Smith side of the equation here, it seemed like a month or so ago when Schefter put out that the Steelers were interested in Smith, that really seemed like the classic agent pull from him. But now it comes to happen. The Dolphins did not pay him. The Steelers will as he comes in. It seems like he will be played in mostly a hybrid type role on the offensive side, though, Brian.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, I thought there was definitely the potential for trying to drum up some interest there, but I wasn't going to completely discount it because of the Arthur Smith connection. I mean, Jonnu Smith is like synonymous with Arthur Smith. I mean, he was the coordinator who got the most out of him with the Titans and sort of put him on the map. And then I think it almost became a meme for Falcons fans and fantasy football fans because in Atlanta, he had Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson, Drake London, and it was like Jonnu Smith is still a featured piece of this offense at all times. But I think it goes to show you the respect that those two have mutually. And we know last year, Arthur Smith got, you know, no shortage of former Falcons to come join him in Pittsburgh. Now, I think the mileage very much varied on Van Jefferson to Scotty Miller to Michael Pruitt and certainly Cordarrelle Patterson. You have to think that Jonnu Smith is somebody who, in a vacuum, the Steelers would be interested in and aren't just doing it for a familiarity factor. And if that's the case, then maybe it works out, you know, for all parties and everybody wins there. Jonnu Smith gets to go with a coach who knows how to utilize him. Mike Tomlin gets to upgrade his pass catching core with someone who can line up all over the field. And, you know, Arthur Smith is reunited with a player he's very comfortable with and that he thinks will be a good safety valve and potentially more for Aaron Rodgers because of his ability to kind of be a wrecking ball once he gets it in his hands.
Yeah, this feels like it's not necessarily great news for the Connor Haywards of the world either. A player of Smith's abilities coming in. And, you know, it's another tight end. They said it's another guy that could play fullback a little bit if need be. So, I mean, it feels like beyond his special teams performances, he's somebody that could be on the chopping block here.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not good news for him. I think there's still a spot there for a fourth tight end. They carried four all last year with Michael Pruitt being the last one, and he actually started some games because – I think the Steelers, like, you know, when they face the Browns and the Eagles and teams like that with four down linemen, you do kind of want to condense that formation a little bit and get Darnell Washington out there or Pruitt even as an inline blocker. You know, Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth, I think they're going to be one of the best 1-2 duos as pass catchers, though. And that is Connor Hayward's path to the field other than special teams. So I think we already saw last year that Arthur Smith wasn't super interested in working him into the offense. And, you know, this further confirms it, that this isn't going to be any sort of, you know, fourth year breakout for him in the last season of his rookie deal. And I think there are some crestfallen Darnell Washington stockholders out there who don't love what this means for big number 80.
Well, now, how much does this mean for him? Because it did make me wonder if Freiermuth and or Smith kind of get moved to spots where, like, they're, you know, almost slot receivers in a way. They can kind of move those guys around and be creative in the pass game. Washington is somebody who should almost always be in run situations because the guy's an excellent blocker.
Yeah, I wasn't really buying the Darnell Washington hype, if you want to call it that, from OTAs and minicamp. I thought he looked mostly like the same he had the first couple years. And to me, that's somebody who he's always going to be kind of a big lumbering guy who he's got soft hands and he can occasionally be open when he's not open and pluck balls out of the sky and he'll flash down the seam every now and again. But I just don't think that was ever going to be his role in the NFL. And I think a lot of teams sort of agreed with that going into that draft, or else he wouldn't have lasted to where the Steelers picked him with his size and his athletic testing numbers and all and blocking ability and all of that. So I still think he's just kind of an ancillary piece. And, you know, is there enough targets to go around to keep the likes of DK Metcalf, Pat Freiermuth, and now Jonnu Smith happy? I don't know. That's up to Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers to dole it out. But at least all three of those guys can sleep on a pretty huge pile of money when they go home at night, even if they caught one ball for 12 yards that day.
Do you think they're done bringing guys in, Brian, or do you think there's another target that could be added to this offense?
You know, I'm never going to say I think they're done anymore. If there's one thing we've learned these last few years since Omar Khan got on the controller, is it's like, if he sees a move that, again, probably fits what his head coach wants to do, and he thinks it's good value for them and it makes the team better, even if it's just incrementally better, then he's not afraid and he's not shy to do that. And I do sort of think, like, was he sitting back in May and June watching what the Ravens were doing and say, I don't want to let the Joneses get too far away from us here. We got to keep up. Maybe that was part of it. So I'm not going to roll anything out, but I'll just say this. I think the versatility aspect of both guys that they just acquired, I'll use the chess piece cliche here. It could save you some roster spots with everything that they can do. It can save you some starting lineup spots when you pull up the depth chart on old R lads. So maybe they do think that they are covering a lot of bases here with just a couple of players, veteran players acquired, and it does lessen the need for I've already seen Justin Simmons thrown out there as a free agent safety name, or all the dudes we've been yammering on about a receiver, from Gabe Davis to Amari Cooper to Keenan Allen. But again, if Omar Khan sees something that he thinks is the juice is worth the squeeze, then I'm sure he'll be willing and ready to do it.
Does this mean anything for TJ Watt and his contract? And if so, what does it mean?
I don't think so. I mean, it's all a piece of the puzzle, don't get me wrong. But when they signed Aaron Rodgers for that price, $13 million, you know, the Steelers had plenty of wiggle room. And Omar Khan's always been really good at playing that credit card football and moving the money around to make just about whatever move you need to. You know, COVID year notwithstanding, where there was a drastic reduction in the salary cap that no one could have foreseen. They lost a couple good players that offseason, Javon Hargrave, Mike Hilton. But by and large, you know, they can always kind of find money, and continuing to get good value, and you know, that's the nice way to spin it, right, is saying get good value at quarterback. The other way to spin it is going dirt cheap at quarterback 2-3 years in a row since Ben Roethlisberger retired. Or I guess we're coming up on 4 years in a row since Ben Roethlisberger retired. That gives you the flexibility to bolster your roster elsewhere. So, it's interesting to me that, you're bringing in some big egos here too, Donnie. What is TJ Watt thinking when he feels like he's the face of this franchise and he feels like he's probably deserving of being the highest paid player on this team and being the highest paid edge rusher in the league? I still think they'll find a way to make that happen and want to make that happen for TJ, but it does take two sides to tango, and you know, it could get more bitter before it gets sweeter, I suppose.
Are the Steelers a better team than they were at 10 a.m.?
I'd probably say yeah, but it's not like any, and you know, you kind of have to keep the main thing here. They still have 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers coming off of a season with the Jets where, sure, if you want to get into the counting stats, they were nice, and there were other issues beyond him that contributed to that team going 5-12. But I think some of the, you know, quote unquote smarter metrics to look at for quarterback play, it wasn't very good. So I still don't think you're a team that is going to be able to string together a playoff run that goes through Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, if they can figure out how to get a single solitary stop one time on defense in Cincinnati, potentially Justin Herbert and the Chargers, if they're looking better, potentially a bounce back year for CJ Stroud and the Texans. So No, I still don't think the Steelers have put themselves in that class, but are they better than when I went to sleep last night? Yeah, maybe a little bit, but if it's just kind of swapping out big names for big names, it's almost like these coaches in the transfer portal anymore, Donnie. You're making these moves that on paper almost seem sort of what's the point, but if there's an overall vision that I'm not privy to yet, I'll keep an open mind and we'll see where it goes.
Brian Bacco, check out his stuff with the Post-Gazette. He covers the Steelers. Brian will be on this program tomorrow. Thank you, Brian.
Anytime, Donnie. See you, man.
There we go. Follow us on Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can follow us there at 93.7 The Fan. You can see the video that Austin put out there, the initial reaction we had to the Steelers acquiring Jalen Ramsey in exchange for Minkah Fitzpatrick. The Steelers also acquired Jonnu Smith, and then it was a swap of late round draft picks. 412-928-9370 to join in on the conversation. Coming up, we did have Lanny Fritteri planned around 11:30 to talk about the passing of the legendary Dave Parker. We had to push Lanny back about 90 minutes or so, but I have a text here that we'll see if we get him coming up next, just because of the massive move made with the Steelers here acquiring Jalen Ramsey. So 412-928-9370 to give your take on what is the most stunning, maybe the biggest, player-for-player trade in Steelers history.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.